in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Happy Thanksgiving, Christopher.
Hello there.
My name is right Mark, and we're on to 1986, Manhattan, Macy's.
I just want to make sure. So the Jewish faith does do Thanksgiving?
No. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Ah, okay.
I'm just kidding around. Of course you do. It's an American holiday.
All right. I don't know.
As far as I know, there's no anti-Semitism with turkeys.
You're right. With stuffing your face full of...
We do have a kosher turkey, though. But, you know, that's made by Empire. Cost like twice as much as you guys pay for yours. But nonetheless, it's already brined. Not too many people know that. When you buy a kosher turkey, it's already been brined.
I thought kosher meant that it was blessed already.
Yeah. So it's okay. Already blessed. It's already...
It's
ready.
I'm just picturing somebody right by the factory where this is.
And no, it doesn't mean it's just blessed. I mean, it's the way it's slaughtered. What it's fed. A number of conditions are better. No, there's certain chemicals that aren't used and certain hormones.
I was thinking maybe we should do a show like right after the meal.
Yeah, he's in a tryptophan. The tryptophan's really kicking in. I would do a Thursday. I would do a Thanksgiving night thing.
Like a post meal something.
It's gonna rock.
We should start the Christmas stuff right there.
Actually, you know, speaking of kosher food, my wife and my son, we went to our local shul, the one that we're members to. And synagogue is a shul. Okay. And they actually had a class that we signed up for where, you know, you go there and they you learn how to cook a traditional meal, and they teach more about like they get in depth in how in keeping a kosher household and the history of it. It was interesting. That's what I did this morning at 9:30. Until 11:30. And spent a whole lot of money to do it.
So did are you guys actually going to do this? Did you come away with
keep
saying,
a we keep a kosher household for the most part, yeah. Like we don't have any swine or we don't have cheeseburgers or we don't have milkshakes with burgers. You know, it's basically a separation of meat and dairy. One thing I didn't realize, and I guess I should have, that sharks are not kosher. Any animals that eat other animals are not kosher.
Well, that's everything.
That I knew.
Everything.
No, that's not everything.
Yeah, what?
Cows don't eat other animals. Giraffes? No. No, but cows don't eat other animals. Chickens don't eat other animals. Turkeys don't eat other animals. They're all grass and grain fed.
All right, you're right. You're right. I wasn't thinking. All right.
Are you adding a mouse? Everything does.
I was thinking lobster. I was
thinking.
Yeah,
well, lobster's not kosher.
Right. Okay, got it. Good.
What about lobster? Not kosher. All right, so we're bringing you back to 1986. Thanksgiving morning, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to rock.
I wonder what grade Z celebrities we're going to meet in this episode.
Well, actually, I have the grade Z one right here. The number one grade Z.
From 1986. Who could that be?
President Ronald Reagan.
Oh, zing.
Here we go.
President of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
Thank you, Pat.
I hope you and all Americans are enjoying this very special day for our country. Nancy and I appreciate this opportunity to extend our best wishes to all those who are watching or participating in this annual Thanksgiving Day parade. Throughout the years, this annual parade has brought wonderful and memorable moments to young and old in the New York area and throughout the nation. It's been a reminder of how much we Americans have to celebrate on this special day and be grateful for as well. And I think it's particularly fitting that the Statue of Liberty float is part of today's parade. As Miss Liberty's birthday celebration in New York Harbor reminded us, we must never take our nation or our freedom for granted. And we can be thankful, too, our country is at peace. In this holiday season, when family and friends gather, let us not
forget... Hey, you get the point. But
zing.
I can't wait to see Barack Obama's pre-recorded Macy's announcement. I'm sure this was pre-recorded as well. But Barack Obama, I don't think Barack Obama would lower himself to, unless he was paid for it, to do this type of thing for the parade.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
86. I'm sorry. I think that's when they were redoing the Statue of Liberty, right?
Wait, let me think.
That's when they were giving it a cleanup.
That was right around the time of Remo Williams. So, yes, that was when they were doing the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of a big American thing here. You know, that's good. Good move, in my opinion. That brings us to another clip. We're not really doing these in any order because I couldn't seem to locate a way to assemble them chronologically. So if you want to choose the next clip, or we can go in the order that they were uploaded.
You want to do it that way?
Yeah, I think it might be easier. And thankfully, the next clip would be Nell Carter.
I hope she does give me a break.
That would be awesome. But I don't know about that. What do you think?
Let's...
There's a bright golden haze.
That's not going to be a break.
She's handing out balloons.
As an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. If it thinks so in my way.
And that's the end of the clip. So she basically hands some balloons to a kid, about five white kids, which I think is kind of weird. Why not mix it up with, you know, a bunch of different types of kids, and basically go skipping away from the parents. One kid's looking back like, where's my mommy? So the next clip is Stephanie Kramer's back this year, which is awesome.
I can't believe that she got invited back.
Fox coat.
I think she actually recorded all of her scenes for the 86 parade at the 85.
Well, if you look, there are a lot of split screens with her because supposedly she didn't get along too well with Pat Sajak.
Is that right? No way.
When we play them, you'll hear there's a little bit of a strange kind of banter between the two.
Ew, just the thought of Pat Sajak getting anything from
Are there any E's? So here's Stephanie Kramer interviewing the wonderfully hilarious, to me anyway, Phyllis Diller. Any minute now.
That. By the way, not many people have actually ever talked to Mother Goose in person. Well, I have a shock for you and me because here she is.
Aha! Happy Thanksgiving.
She's loaded.
Stephanie.
Thank you.
I'd like you to meet my escort for today, Charlie Goose.
Mother, don't you think he looks a lot more like a chicken?
You know, Stephanie, you are right. He really does. That's the last time I used that dating service.
You crazy goose woman, you. Listen, are you looking forward to being in the parade today?
Oh, absolutely. But don't ask me any personal questions about Jack and Jill and the business about going up the hill. You know, she should have gone up the hill. And, of course, he fell down and broke his crown. Now, what he was...
Actually, in the background, I don't know if you're watching the video with me, There's this big, huge Statue of Liberty float going by, which is kind of cool. Are you watching the videos?
I'm trying to get there, actually. I just had some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. I'll banter on until we get up to the 47-second mark. But yeah, you know, she's basically, Phyllis Diller Mother Goose, also known as Phyllis Diller. Somebody's trying to be funny there. But I guess she's playing Mother Goose on a float. Not 100% sure. Phyllis Diller, yes. What was her job back in 86? Like right there with Tim Conway.
Exactly. She's just Phyllis Diller. And we don't know who she was. Like, what was she? I know she was a comedian, but it's not like she ever had like a TV show, did she?
Laughing?
I have no idea.
Are you up yet? Or
I'm up. Yeah, I'm watching. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm at the 47 seconds in, just so you know.
I see the Statue of Liberty.
It's kind of a cool little thing.
It is. Why is it so
It is pretty little. Yeah.
Like,
I will never know. Who does he think he is? Prince Charles.
I don't know. Is this the first time you've ever been in a parade?
And about Humpty Dumpty, you know, he fell down and broke everything and came all to pieces. Oh, but did you know he's flying today in the parade?
That's true. He has the honor of being the 100th balloon to appear in this parade today.
It's just amazing. All the King's Guards and all the men couldn't put Humpty together again, but Macy's dinner, and he's even flying. I think it's somewhere. Would you like a chicken, Stephanie?
Oh, no, thank you, Mother. Actually, I have a turkey waiting for me later.
Oh, so do I. Thanks.
Sexual.
Oh, I've got to go and get my place in the parade.
Well, enjoy the day and happy Thanksgiving, Mother G.
To you the same.
Back to Pat.
I understand that act is going on the road next week. They'll be opening somewhere in Central Ohio. Check your local papers for information.
I don't get it. It all went over my head. Did you understand anything they were talking about?
No, and the picture being so bad is like freaking me out too.
Yeah, it really brings you right back to rabbit ears, right?
You know what? I had a TV that got this kind of reception. This is the kind of reception I had.
Well, we all had periods of time in our life where we didn't have cable or we had a crappy VCR.
Trying to remember when I got – I don't think my family ever got cable. We got a VCR in 86.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was 86. But, the TV just kept coming in. Some channels, really bad.
Channel 9's unwatchable. So
what was the unwatchable? I think it was like 11 was, and that was like where all the good stuff was.
It was always the channel that you couldn't get where you, right. That's where you wanted to be. So all right, the next clip is going to be Stephanie Kramer interviewing a bunch of bees at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I'm wondering what the hell this is.
Yeah, me too. You ready?
Yep.
Click it on. Click. There's always a kind of a second or two that before it starts playing, and hopefully we can work on that.
Here's something a little unusual even for this parade. Near our camera position, we spotted a group of people carrying little yellow and black hornets on the ends of sticks and wearing antennae on their heads. And by the way, the sound of buzzing you may be able to hear in the background is not being made by these people. It's just a little sound effects magic of our own. I should also tell you that these are not typical New Yorkers. Actually, they are band parents and escorts out to cheer on the Hanover Park High School band from New Jersey.
Now, what did Stephanie Kramer do to do these real kind of D-list interviews? These are like like after a storm, interviewing people in the street.
Everybody gets their share of this kind of nonsense.
Pat, you don't have any with Pat?
Well, we don't have the full show. Remember how in the last episode where we did the 85 and Brian Gumbel was having to do the lamest copy ever? I mean, yeah. Everybody – I mean, he didn't deign to interview anybody, but
Well, next we have Victoria Jackson, if you remember her at all.
Do you remember her at all? Do you
remember her? Yeah, I do remember. As I was saying, I remember her being cute once and then never again.
Yeah. And very, yeah, it was a very fleeting, like, oh, she's kind of cute. Not really.
Yeah, not like, I'm looking her up to see what she's been doing.
Yeah, she like, where did she go?
She was on in the movie UHF. She's working. She's,
to this day, she's working.
Yeah, stuff I've never heard of. Marriage Retreat, The Journey, Seas of Chance, Brother White.
All right, then.
Yeah, like stuff I would never see. But here she is interviewing a guy in a Garfield outfit. Garfield, oh boy.
Here's Steve Yeloff, and is it fun?
It's probably the best day of the year for me.
Okay, she's how many really people short. Does it take to hold it down?
About 38 people holding down Garfield this year.
Okay, and how long does it take to fill it up with helium?
I guess about two hours with two huge balloon tanks.
With a large lung capacity, right?
Yeah,
we got to go back to Pat. I'm sorry, but he's going to show us some balloons that were favorites in earlier parades.
Oy. And that brings us to the history.
Well, yeah, I'm dying to hear this.
Yeah, it's, all right, here we go.
Wait, let me get there. Okay, hold on. Got it.
You ready?
Yep.
Now, here are a few balloon favorites you may remember from parades not so long ago. All of them are, of course, retired now with honor. Let's see, we have Snoopy, and there's Smokey, and Mickey. I majored in balloon identification at college. That's why I'm very good at this. Now we're going to look back at some of the much earlier balloons that have been soaring above the streets of Manhattan over the last 57 parades. They've brought a lot of fun over the years. Some characters I recognize and some I don't. The balloon business can be very fickle.
Now I've seen footage of the 1939 parade. And they have the Wizard of Oz, which is pretty cool.
It's a wonderful, rare, early film. Now, there's Times Square filled with crowds, as usual. Having some problems there with a
float
or two.
Oh, the balloon's out of control.
Now, there was a parade tradition back then. Very interesting one. One you might say that was out of sight. You see, when the balloons reached 34th Street, they were all actually released into the open sky. There goes one guy now.
Nice.
And they actually offered a reward for those who found them. But in the long run, it's more fun, and I guess they found it a little safer, too, to keep the giant balloons close up so that everyone can enjoy them.
Wow.
Still, I guess the people in the Empire State Building must miss having those visitors come up there and say, howdy. And the Empire State Building now, as you saw.
Oh, shut up, Pat, CJ.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that they did that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that releasing a huge helium-filled balloon into the city, it's pretty exciting to see that, actually.
Wasn't that the Joker's plan in the Batman movie with Michael Keaton?
I don't know. I forgot about that movie on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Bat dance! So what else do we have here? We have a lot of stuff here. We have Joey Lawrence and the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Well, let's go there because two of my favorite things, Joey Lawrence and Cabbage Patch Kids.
Well, I don't know which one I like or love more.
All right, you have to
come join me, the most famous magician.
Looks like Joey grew a mullet.
Ouch. Is that Orville from the Brady Bunch?
Who's that sure. kid? No, it can't be. The...
No, it's not.
I'm Otis Lee the Great, and I'm here to stay. You won't believe what you're about to see. With my magic wand here, I can make you disappear.
So, yeah, all right. So we have Rapping Cabbage Patch Kids. Joey Lawrence in a top hat.
And a top hat and glittery, like, tux.
Yeah. Yeah, this year it's slowly getting more and more commercialized towards toys. And as the years progress, you'll see even in, you know, moments of 87, you have He-Man and you have a lot more stuff going on like that.
Hey, we have He-Man here at this one.
We do. It gets crazier next year, but you want to play, you know, speaking of He-Man, let's play it right now.
Yeah, let's play this musical number. Featuring, is this when the Dolph movie was out?
It might have been. I don't know why, but I don't have that here.
What?
I have to have it here because I'm on our channel. So just give me a second here. I'm going to just kind of dig it up on my own. It's very strange. YouTube kind of messed up our thing quite a bit. But yeah, here's He-Man at the Macy's parade.
The Masters of the Universe.
All right, that was obviously a fan edit.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
So you have Orko. It's basically like a theatrical thing. Orko is dancing, and then you have Skeletor coming out of Castle Grayskull. Or I think that's Castle Grayskull.
Huh. Nice.
So this is a pretty visual
She-Ra's thing. Coming. Yeah.
For the honor of Grayskull, I am She-Ra.
Ugh. Nice. Nobody likes She-Ra. It's the worst sword fighting I've ever seen, actually.
They're really trying not to spend them up.
She pushed him, and he basically did a somersault.
She does not use that stuff very well.
Now, this is a very impressive float.
I can't see with all that smoke.
It's never enough smoke. This reminds me of maybe Animal House at the end. Oh, yeah, look at all that smoke.
Nice dragon. Nice.
At a minute 46, you cannot see anything. Why does he say that again?
Isn't that his shtick?
He says it once. Well, that was interesting.
I thought I heard Wild Boy!
Well, that's exactly it. It sounds just like Wild Boy. Wild Boy! Oh, man. He kind of does look like Wild Boy, right? Wow. Good call. So somehow I'm all screwed up here with all of our... So what did you do? You just typed in VHS Rewind and 1986?
Yes. That was how I got there. But I think I was on your page, though, at that point. No, I'm on my page.
All right, well, for whatever reason, it's giving me a bit of a problem. But, all right, so we have Alvin and the Chipmunks. How about that?
Let's go.
Or did you have, what did you want to see, Barbie and the
Rockers?
Well,
I wanted to get some sex appeal in here. She-Ra didn't do it for me.
So I've been so a little Barbie and the Rockers.
Yeah, I was going to. I thought it might be.
All right, let's go for it then. It's only a minute long.
The Rockers, and with them on the float, the youngsters of the Theater and Dance Alliance, known as TADA. So, go, Barbie!
Go, Barbie!
Oh, Smurfs.
Close up, please.
And on that note, and you know, that was Barbie and the Rockers.
And they were rocking the place.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, all right, you want sex appeal? We have sex appeal. We got sex appeal right here. We have a little Betty Boop.
Boop, boopy doop.
In her first appearance in the parade last year. Now, if you don't know, if you're a little young to remember this, she made her film debut in Dizzy Dishes. Now, that was originally shown back in August of 1930, so perhaps...
That's for all you whippersnappers out there with Cab Calloway. What else do we have here for the kids? We have a little Shamu. We have the Shamu float. Shamu was really big in the mid-80s, right?
Now, the first trick with a balloon is getting it unfolded, and since the rubber-coated fabric itself weighs many hundreds of pounds, you need a little experience to do it right. Next, of course, the new it right. Next, of course, the new baby has to be fed. Make mine helium with a little air mixed in, please. Thank you very much. And now, baby Shamu is out to show everybody just how spectacular
she is.
Imagine
having to pack that.
Debbie Shamu is officially a killer whale, but that's just a name. She would not hurt a fly.
I bet she'd hurt a fly.
Yeah, sure. There's a documentary about the killer whales at SeaWorld that actually hate their trainers and eat them.
Well, yeah, they're also probably mistreated. You mean Blackwater, think it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good. I heard it's disturbing. But, Barrel of Laughs. That's something to watch on maybe Thanksgiving morning after the parade. right before you carve into that kosher turkey. So here we go. We have Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's always fun. A little chipmunk singing. It's hilarious.
This morning they are held in baskets suspended underneath a hot air balloon. Also along to share the fun, their co-stars, the Chipettes.
I don't think I can sit through 2 minutes of this though.
Can you tell me what they're singing?
All right, well, that was really good. you know, the whole Alvin and the Chipmunks thing, you know, all right, I get it, you're speeding it up and...
Yeah, that's not... I don't know why that was popular at all, actually.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I could do that at home with my 33 RPM records.
And you did.
Play it on 78.
It's like, listen to the Beatles. They're singing like the Chipmunks. here we go. Superman balloon.
This is always... It's usually just...
The Man of Steel himself.
With the music. Wrong music always.
Superman. All right, so it's not Steel. Okay, he's a pretty strong guy. Actually, if you were made of Steel at 104 feet in length and 35 feet wide, I don't think you'd find even the bravest of Macy's volunteers willing to walk underneath him. Fortunately, he has chosen helium as his Thanksgiving breakfast, and his basic weight is just about 550 pounds. So this morning, he's able to fly with the best of them, and his balloon handlers can breathe a little easier. He's doing his best on one wing, and I think we should pay tribute to him.
All right, that was that's interesting. They, you know, managed to get that in there. Remember the last episode that strange music that they played? It was like a horror movie or something. So what else do we have here? We have the Rockettes. We have the Kermit balloon.
Where's the Kermit balloon?
You know, what about Phyllis Diller as Mother Goose? I heard she's out of her mind in this one. It's about 3 minutes long, though.
All right, let's see how... I hope she's singing.
She's on the mic. Yeah, let me know if you want to do that one.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'm going to click now. And, any minute.
It will play.
Come on, you old biddy.
Well, look who's coming up here. That beloved childhood favorite, Mother Goose, has arrived at Herald Square. Wait a minute here.
She's loaded.
Says Mother Goose, but she bears a striking resemblance to Phyllis Diller. I wonder if Mother Goose would sue for my saying that. No.
Sing.
What have you to say, Miss Goose?
Sing. She might be having technical...
Children all, Mother Goose is having a ball. Seeing her stories come alive and having her very own goose to drive. Okay, Pat, turn the card over. Spin the wheel.
Yeah, I'll sell you a vowel. How's that?
Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, and who
never gets old, Pat.
It's Eddie and Larry and a hunk named Hank, and all of these boys are for me.
And if you're wondering who this
lady
is referring
laugh.
To, these three good-looking fellows playing the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, you TV fans will recognize them as Ed Pry, Lawrence Lau, and Hank Shane, all from NBC's Another World.
What? Is that so
funny? And on the snail from Saturday Night Live, Victoria Jackson.
There she is.
Quite contrary, ride the snail in the Macy's parade. The trip may be slow, but still you know it's a morning she'd never trade.
She is out of her mind.
She always is.
And next up, a clock tower rumored to have some mice in there.
Hickory dickory dock. The mice ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and some escaped without injury.
Oh!
Hickory, hickory dock.
Oh, my God, jeez.
I'm sorry, some of these Mother Goose stories just have a very weak plot, but I've hired some new writers.
Yeah, but it was a good reading, and that's what counts. Next in view is...
I've hired new writers, yeah.
Next in
Wait
view...
Wait a minute, what's
what?
Coming here?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Cinderella's carriage. Its passengers
are
fairy
on?
Godmother in the person of actress Celeste Holm and Prince Charming television star John James. And that guy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Isn't that a float with a great handsome prince on it? And no Cinderella? Now, wait a minute. I want to be Cinderella. I was never meant to be Mother Goose. No.
Yeah, you'll be Cinderella. Sure.
I don't even understand what was going on. That was insane.
It really would have been better if she had done like some Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Riffs on Hickory Dickory Dock
yeah.
or something.
I would love to hear him just go, "Whoa," you know. Like,
oh.
She's a hoa. So here's something I never heard of. Called Amazing Dog. Have you ever heard of Amazing Dog?
I have never heard of Amazing Dog. I don't.
Do you see the clip?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so let's play that one. Any minute now.
Make the family complete. Though there are folks that bought two mice for a horse.
We just have to repeat.
Looks like dogs from the Epic Skull.
Yeah, or Petey from the Little Rascals.
Our dog is super smart.
It does look like from the Neverending Story. Wow.
Saw a sign that said wet paint, and that's just what he did.
Maybe this was an NBC show that we did a part of.
And though I know a yuppie who'd rather raise a guppy,
again, we're gonna repeat.
Oh, Woody Woodpecker in the background.
I saw Dick Van Patten, and I was like,
our dog was even smart, he was just a puppy. and he could stand on his hind legs if you held his front legs up.
A dog makes a family complete.
Though my friend indicator has a pet alligator,
we know from whence we
that
speak.
Animatronic dog really can
take the dog to make a family complete.
I have two things about this. Dick Van Patten, prior to this, what? Eight is Enough, right? That's it?
And that's all I know.
And after this? Nothing. No, and that really does look like the dog from Neverending Story with the spray paint.
Yep.
Like, it really, that looks like, if you said, yeah, that's where it ended up, I would totally believe that.
I just, it seemed like it had the same kind of movements that,
the same plastic eyes.
Yes.
You know, my kid loved that movie and he actually watched the second one.
Really? I like them. I don't know why people don't like them.
I mean, I can't sit through that, but, but he seemed to like both. Are you ready for a little bit of Rockettes?
Yep, let's do those.
All right, let's do it.
At least there'll be some close-ups, I hope.
Yeah, real close-ups, actually. They get right into the camera. What? That rocket was like 61. And that's it.
Wow, that was it.
The rockets basically run past the camera.
And they kissed me. All of them kissed me.
Ugh.
We gotta do this Robert Vaughn one with the clowns.
What is the title?
Rob Clowns.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. You ready?
Yep. I'm dying to see what this one is. Robert Vaughn.
In a sad moment for himself.
What is up with his hair?
He looks mad.
Hello and welcome.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm just fine. You know, 1987 is a very important year in our history, and it will be celebrating a very important document. And I know you have some words to say about it and from it. The distinguished actor, Robert Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen.
These were the first words. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic
friendliness,
provide for the common welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Now, in the background, this is very visual. While he's doing this, like, deadpan, like, reciting this, you have clowns behind him, like, trying to get in on the camera.
But he is being so solemn in his reading and so stiff that it demands the clowns. Otherwise, you would find him, like, impossible to take.
That's
and what
so
what, if, what was he saying? That has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Unless they were talking about America and oh, my God. Terrible.
Kermit Balloon.
Wait, I got to find that. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, got it.
Ready? Kermit's one of my favorites.
You know, I hate to spread rumors here, but there's one going around that some of the other balloons in our parade are a little jealous of our friend Kermit here. See, the reason is he's the only balloon ever to make an appearance outside the United States. He made a special flight over London's Hyde Park to salute Queen Elizabeth and thousands of children who were there to celebrate the International Year of the Child. Furnished by Henson Associates, Kermit today marks his 10th anniversary in this parade. Happy anniversary, Kermit. At six stories high, he's
oh, those are creepy.
Or, I guess, blown by no less than 25 green balloon handlers.
The balloon handlers are wearing these weird, like, Kermit skins.
It was like Hell Comes to Frogtown. Look that movie up. That's exactly what they look like.
Hell With Comes to Frogtown?
Roddy Piper.
I'll look for it. But, you know, is it me? Well, two things that kind of bother me. The balloons seem a lot lower now. I mean, lower than. Don't they seem higher up nowadays? I could be wrong. I could just not be watching. The other thing is, what is with these terrible jokes? They can't come up with more interesting things to say than, I hear the other balloons are jealous of this. It's just really bad.
Think of your audience.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, I gotta send you a link to something just so you have it.
All right, we have...
I don't know if we want to post that, but post-produce it. But anyway.
Oh, the intro?
Yeah.
I say we just do it right now.
All right.
Why not, right? This is the intro to the parade. Awesome. That was good.
Today, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade celebrates its 60th year. And have we got a birthday cake? The Macy's 60th Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade is coming to you live from New York City. Your host for this classic event is Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak, joined by kickoff commentator Hunter's Stephanie Kramer. This morning of stars includes Hal Linden, Crystal Gayle, Rick Smith, Give Me a Break's Nell Carter and Joey and Matthew Lawrence, Phyllis Diller, Sawyer Brown, Shirley Jones, from the Broadway musical theater, the new hit musical Me and My Girl, the Tony Award-winning musicals Sweet Charity starring Anne Reinking and Big River with Roger Miller, Dolph Lundgren, from St. Elsewhere, Ed Begley Jr., the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes, world champion New York Mets, Keith Hernandez, Lee Mazzilli, and Mookie Wilson, Dottie West, Dick and Pat Van Patten, Amy Grant, Robert Merrill, the Four Tops, the Musical Review Beehive, the Chipmunks, Robert Vaughn, Victor French, Barbie and the Rockers, From Another World, Lawrence Lau, Ed Fry, and Hank Shane, the Thunderbird American Indian Dancers, Celeste Holm, John James, plus outstanding bands, hundreds of clowns, fabulous floats, and the world's most spectacular giant balloons, including the debut of Humpty Dumpty and Baby Shamu. All that and much, much more, including the most eagerly awaited visitor of them all, Santa Claus. Today's broadcast of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, sponsored in part by McDonald's. It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's. By Oshkosh Bagosh Children's Wear, the genuine article since 1895. And by AT&T, the right choice. And now the host of our show, Pat Sajak. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the 60th gala celebration of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's not shirt sleeve weather, but it's sport jacket weather. It's beautiful. We want to thank everyone for getting us off to such a terrific start. And today we can promise you a parade like no other, filled with spectacle and surprises. You'll see some of the best bands in the land, marvelous floats, and dozens of exciting stars from Broadway, television, records, and films. But I guess most of you have probably been here before, haven't you? So you probably know what's coming. What has truly been called the longest running show on Broadway, and it is the greatest. But right now, to serve up a little of Macy's 60th birthday cake, here again are the 301 members of the NCAA Superstar Drill Team under the direction of Mike Miller and Laura Davis.
Kill me now.
But, well, it seems like it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, well, you know, I did have a clip and I'm looking for it. Of Dolph Lundgren talking.
Really?
It might be for 87, though. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh. I wonder if he really was the He-Man, then.
Well, he was in the movie, wasn't he?
Right, right. That's why I'm like, was that him?
No, because when they interviewed him, he was in a suit. Yeah, this is 87. Do you want to hear it anyway? It's from 87. But
okay, if we have no plans to do it.
Yeah, I mean...
Bell. And here to describe the action this year is the star of the new Masters of the Universe feature film, the very dapper, the very tall, Dolph Lundgren.
Nice
Dolph.
Hat. Where's Vanna?
I've never seen him smile, and it's very strange.
You know what? Maybe that intro was for the 87, and it was just miss. I mean, did they mention Phyllis Diller, or they did not?
It's possible they messed it up, but
so they cut that.
But you hear me? Goes, you know, where's Vanna? I'll go back a little bit.
London, nice hat.
Where's Vanna?
You couldn't make it up.
Now here again is the dramatic Castle Grayskull. In this setting, He-Man battles the forces of evil.
And that's about it.
Ouch.
So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to really kind of date some of these because there's such bad quality. And there doesn't seem to be very good records kept as to what even happened in these parades.
Can we try this Ed Begley interview?
Yes.
Because I am curious to know what the fuck.
I like Ed Begley Jr.
From what?
Well,
who is he?
He was in Spinal Tap, but
that's true.
But as a person, like, he's really smart about like solar energy and stuff like that. He's like a real big advocate of that.
Oh, he's a nerd.
He's a nerd. Oh my god. All right, here we go. Ed Begley Jr.
Talk about courage. Here's a man risking his entire medical career for one morning of parade thrills. I'm speaking, of course.
That's right. He was in the ER. Remember? I don't know if you ever watched ER.
Was he in the ER? Thinking one of those lawyer shows.
No, he was in ER, I believe.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Talk about courage.
Oh, sorry.
Here's a man
rewound.
Risking his entire medical career for one morning of parade thrills. Speaking, of course, of Ed Begley Jr. from St. Elsewhere.
Oh, St. Elsewhere.
Morning, Kathy. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Wonderful to be here, and I wouldn't miss this for the world because I used to be in a high school band. Did you know that? We went to high school in Chatsworth together. Not the same high school, but I had a wonderful time in the high school band, and that's really not noteworthy in and of itself, but it's particularly noteworthy when you consider I played the timpani, which is hard to wheel those things along in a marching band. I did that and made the parade route that much more challenging. I wonder how many bands there are here today.
There's about 15.
15 bands. Do you think things have changed much? I know they've changed a lot since Phyllis' time. For one thing, they have movable type and other inventions. They have fire.
It's modern times here. You can ask about those changes from this young lady joining us here. This is Kay Phelps from the Fort Mill High School Band.
Kay Phelps, how you doing? I'm Ed Beck.
Ed Begley Jr., he's a real character.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't translate, though, you know? Like, he's not as funny as he thinks he is.
He's not trying to be funny. That's how he is. He's just super talkative.
Oh, okay.
You know, at least I don't think he's trying to be funny. It's his awkwardness that's so, I think, a part of his character that people like. In my opinion, I don't really know for sure, but... So here's Popeye. How about a little Popeye action? It's only 15 seconds.
You know, a lot of people might be frightened at the thought of riding a giant lobster, but not America's most beloved sailor, good old Popeye. No way he's going to miss escorting this next balloon into Herald Square.
I don't know what's up with how, you know, some of these clips are 16 seconds long, and I'm not really sure what the point of those are. Here's Humpty Dumpty for a whole 17 seconds, you know. Not sure who clipped these to begin with, but...
Thanksgiving Day Parade at famous Wall Center, Humpty Dumpty. Now, obviously, in his balloon recreation here, Humpty's great fall wouldn't cause him a whole lot of damage. I mean, he's consumed more than 12,000 cubic feet of helium just before the parade started.
A lot of fun facts to be learned here. What else do we have here? We have, I have a couple, well, I don't really want to play too many of these, but I have a bunch of commercials if you ever want to hear any of them that from that season.
Really?
Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff. I have some He-Man. I have some NBC Coming Soon stuff.
Oh, let's do one of those. Let's do one of those.
Check it out. It's pretty topical.
Tonight, spend Thanksgiving night with America's favorite family.
Just a matter of being at the right place at the right time.
Your family and the Cosby family together.
Be there.
Yeah.
Then join family ties as the celebration continues.
We've got eggs, we've got bacon.
A double Thanksgiving night party.
Night.
So, that sounds like a good night.
Yeah, man, the Cosby and the Keatons. What else do I have? I have some McDonald's stuff. I have a Hot Wheels commercial.
Go, man, go.
All right, I'll play some of them. Here's some Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Inside this case is a real railroad. To your child, the Hot Wheels Railroad Freight Yard set is real.
Clear the tracks.
It runs on imagination, not electricity.
Lower away.
The Hot Wheels Railroad Freight Yard set. To your child, it's real. Even if he can, fold it up and put it away.
Here's another NBC thing. Well, you'll hear it.
I think I remember that.
Andy, I'm giving you a break. Now finds out that Joey's an IQ genius.
Now run along and think.
But is Joey in tune with that idea? Then on the Facts of Life, Andy overhears Mrs. Garrett's juiciest secret.
Is this about me? I can't say.
We tell all.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Natalie.
Be there Saturday.
So, that was actually Clooney in that clip.
Was it? I was. Interesting.
I also have a 1986 Saturday morning cartoons clip, a 24 seconds little commercial, something to give you a taste of what existed.
Your favorite Saturday morning friends will be on tomorrow morning, just for you.
Really? I'm so excited.
Dr. Smurfs, Punky Brewster, and Alvin and the Chipmunks tomorrow morning.
Holy macanoli!
Catch all the magical fun tomorrow morning.
Am I going to love this or what?
Yeah. Or what?
All right, so let's get back to the parade. Or unless you want to hear a She-Ra commercial from Mattel.
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
She-Ra's the hot here.
She-Ra.
This is Princess Adora, sister of He-Man, and her gentle horse. Each sold separately. You can pretend.
She's lovely as a flower, but she has a secret power. The magic's in one stroke, and she's got the strength of a tower. She-Ra, Princess of Power. The fate of the world's in the hands of one beautiful girl. Princess of Power.
She-Ra doll, Princess of Power, comes with everything you see here. Swiftman horse sold separately. New from Mattel.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Everybody wants that.
I don't think I would have bought that.
Well, for your daughters, you know. I'm looking here. I do have a bunch of other commercials, but I mean, here's a Toys R Us commercial. How about that? That might be something that'll
gonna
get
be
you
the
into.
Same one. Right? Is it going
to
be the same
Come
one?
Come with me to a place.
You'll be glad that you did.
They're free.
There's so much more a one store where Toys R Us kids.
It's a magical land. So where else would you go? When everything's a Toys R Us, the prices are low.
It's you and Hot.
It's the toys they've got.
And the prices are hard to beat.
Only.
You can search the whole world for Toys R Us kids now. It's the one and only place to go.
For games.
For toys.
How fun.
I just want let's do a disclaimer right now. We are not paid any endorsement money. We are not playing these because we were paid.
Although we are not opposed to being paid to play. My name is spelled C-A-S-H. But no, none of these are paid endorsements. So getting back to the parade, yeah, let's play a little, what haven't we played?
I think we are just about to wrap it up.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking
at
everything. All right. So, you know, let's, play a little Pat Sajak and Stephanie Kramer say goodbye. well, you know, we'll comment after the clip.
Or during.
Or during.
It's always a great ending, Stephanie. I think we have just enough time to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and to congratulate all the people at Macy's for a terrific 60th parade. It's great being with you again.
It was a lot of fun to do the parade again and also to be able to get the chance to sing a song.
I'm working on it in my contract, I think, for next year.
You better count on that, Pat. I've heard you sing, honey.
It's pretty desperate, folks, and you don't want to see it or hear it. So maybe next year we'll do it without the singing. Are you available next? Well, we will. We'll talk.
What are you doing? Oh, well, that's another thing.
And you know, you have Uptown. It's a lot of fun because you're sort of seeing things get.
These two hate each other.
Yeah, I was like, she in particular is like,
oh my God, let me kill you.
Drooling with hate.
Yeah, like I don't
started up there.
Initiation of the parade, and then you get to see the completion. It's been a wonderful day, and the weather's been terrific. It's like the low 50s. It's not raining.
Her hair.
Now, you also, of course, you have the. I'm sort of stationary here. They don't let me go. There's actually a chain around my leg, which you folks can't see from the shot. But you get to ride in the parade, which is very nice.
Yes, I get to ride in the parade, and then we all know why they have to chain him up.
Anyway, again.
What the hell is that?
And
do I smell a Bill Cosby type of thing about to come out about Pat Sajak? You know?
Happy holidays to everyone.
See, if there were comments like that about Bill Cosby, you know.
Everyone, thanks for watching.
So, we still have to play Santa, but I have a couple more commercials if you just want me to go through them.
All right, guys.
Here you go. I guess I'll just let the commercial speak for itself.
It's a world of celebration, joyful Yuletide expectation, where peace and love are felt throughout the land. It's an M&M's chocolate candy season, moms and Santas know the reason. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. All the world loves M&M's, they're pure milk chocolate joy for everyone.
M&M's chocolate candies, the milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
You know, you don't hear that saying anymore. Do you notice
what?
That melts in your mouth, not in your hand?
Yeah.
Do they use it anymore?
I don't see, like, commercials for these things anymore. Like,
for
where
M&M's?
Do you
even...
Yeah, you don't
yeah,
see
M&M's,
commercials.
They have that big promotional one because it's like a big, huge M&M that goes to a
right,
party.
Yeah, I see those. You're right.
Here's a toy called the Glowworm. Let me tell you. Listen to it and tell me what you think of it. It's a worm that glows, I'm assuming.
In the dark.
Daddy, want to know a secret? I'm not scared of the dark anymore.
You're not?
I have Mystical Glowworm. See, when I squeeze him, he lights up and the dark goes away.
What a good friend.
Hasbro's Mystical Glowworm is a daytime friend and a bedtime buddy. Squeeze.
What?
Because that wouldn't scare me to have a bug light up beside me.
Yeah, it looks a little like the Cabbage Patch Kid.
And then he plays a tune, his face lights up, and the dark isn't such a big place anymore.
Good night, Mr. Glowworm. I love you.
Save $2.50. Look for coupons in stores and newspapers.
I'm gonna kill you. What else do we have? I have a lot of McDonald's commercials, but those are all, like, just so...
If they're Christmas themes, save them for our Christmas shows.
Yeah, so I have a car commercial, which is pretty cool. I'll play that one for you and see what you think of it. A lot of these videos have leads in, so that's what...
Everybody needs a Yugo sometime.
I bought my Yugo because now I can afford a brand new car.
I think it's fun to drive, and it beats my old carpool.
I like the rack and pinion steering and the front wheel drive.
We wanted a dependable second car.
And this Yugo's just what we need.
The 87 Yugo GV is still only $39.90. Call 1-800-USA-YUGO for the dealer nearest you.
Everybody needs a Yugo sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yugo.
Yugo, no longer in business. And here's a laser tag commercial. That's the last one I'll play for now. You remember laser tag, I hope.
Coca-Cola Classic and Sprite want you to be it. Win a laser tag game kit and a trip to the national championships. Details at a store where you buy Coca-Cola Classic and Sprite.
That's it.
All right.
So, yeah. All right. And now we have Santa arriving at the parade.
Where are you in this clip?
This is... I'm 1 second in. Is that what you mean? Santa arrives at the 1986 Macy's Parade.
Okay.
Now has officially begun. He seems to be enjoying his assignment, I would say. His sleigh filled with gifts waiting for everyone. In a world that is, you know, really filled with change, it's great to know that some things do stay the same. And this moment with Santa every Thanksgiving is one of them.
So, yeah, this whole podcast is pretty much a bunch of noisy clips. I enjoyed this parade. I enjoyed the other one a little bit more.
Yeah, the other one had the clips were bigger, and they had more D-level stars that got to show their stuff.
Yeah, like the Tim Conway thing was pretty memorable in the last I guess, yeah, production.
The Cabbage Patch people needed a partner. It's not Joey Lawrence. It's Tim Conway.
Yeah, and 87 things get a little bit crazier. I don't know if we're going to have time to do a next episode.
Do we have clips?
Well, you know, I'm wondering if we should even venture into like 92 or something, or 91.
And nothing goes back further, though, right? We can't go back further. We can't.
Well, I mean, I can go to like 1939.
All right, but no 1970s or anything.
No, not that I see, actually. I mean, we could do a search and see if we can dig one up, but as far as I know, there's no footage.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we could do one more episode before the holidays.
Well, I'm willing to get it in. We just have to kind of, I guess, choose a year.
Yep.
But we'll do that in our time. But all right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hopefully we squeeze another one in. If not, keep
happy
tuning
in.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Yep. But also tune in because it's going to be a crazy Christmas and holiday season of shows. So I'll talk to you next time.
Ciao.